All right, good evening, everyone. Once again, 8:10 is our time. Brian Houseworth is my name, live with you here at our Missouri Net Studios in Jefferson City on what could be a long night, a historic night in elections. We've got reporters all throughout the great state of Missouri. We'll hear from Jason Taylor coming up again at the bottom of the hour. He is at the Ramada Inn Plaza Hotel in Oasis Convention Center in Springfield with Senator Blunt. But before we get to him, I want to get you some updated numbers from the elections, and we'll go right to Lisa Nelson from Missouri Net News. She is covering Jason Kander tonight in Kansas City at the Uptown Theater. 27 precincts out of 3,237 are in, and Roy Blunt with a very narrow lead over Jason Kander. Roy Blunt with 18,080 votes, Jason Kander 15,584. Ballpark on percentages, 50.5 to 44.3. In the gubernatorial race, it is Eric Greitens leading Chris Koster, 18,522 to 15,904, which is about 51.7% to Koster's 44.4%. My colleague Bob Pretty pointing out right on the mark, a lot of these numbers are coming in from the 2nd, 3rd, and the 4th congressional districts, and we'll get to Bob here in a moment looking at some of our legislative races. Elisa Nelson covering things for us in Kansas City. She is at the Uptown Theater where Jason Kander is tonight. Elisa, good evening.
Good evening, Brian. The room here is about halfway full. There's plenty of room here. I'm going to say there's probably about 150, 200 people here at Jason Kander's election party. We're still awaiting Kander's appearance. I've been told that he'll come out later on. A couple of people to mention, though, Kansas City Mayor Sly James is apparently here. I've been told by a Democratic Party representative that he's here. Also, I just saw State Senator Jason Holzman walk by. The middle of the room is full of television reporters and cameras that are stationed here to cover the U.S. Senate race. The latest figures that I have seen since connecting with you, Brian, is Republican incumbent Roy Blunt is leading 51% to Jason Kander's 44%.
Gotcha. Are you getting, are they getting numbers there on the ground as well? Obviously, we're working with the Secretary of State's office. Are they in touch, or are they getting some numbers that we don't have?
Not that I'm aware of at this point. You know, people are moving around and they're pretty busy here, but I can certainly check on that.
Gotcha. Elisa, thank you so much. Great work as always. We'll check in with you again soon.
Thank you.
You bet. That is Elisa Nelson reporting live for us tonight in Kansas City at the Uptown Theater. Again, the numbers we have right now indicate Roy Blunt leading with 26,997. It's about 55% of the vote. Jason Kander, the Democratic challenger, with 19,029, which is about 39% of the vote as well. We're going to go to Bob Pretty in a moment. We also are going to have an optional out for stations at 5 after coming up in about a minute and a half. But before I get to Bob, I want to play a couple of bites that we had from earlier today. We had our affiliates go out and talk to voters across the state. One poll supervisor in the St. Joseph area, Ernie Fry, talked to our affiliate KFEQ, told him he's been working elections for 20 years. He's in his 80s now.
How do you think today compares to previous presidential elections you've worked?
Well, this is, of course, this has been the biggest one, really, that we've worked. And the biggest turnout has been the most interesting, one way or another. I don't know how people liked it, but I think it's been the most interesting one.
Again, that's Ernie Fry, another voter near Springfield, spoke to our Springfield affiliate KSGF and said this election season has been less interesting and more of an obligation.
In my opinion, I kind of think it's a lose-lose situation. So, I mean, I'm just doing my duty and trying to vote and see if I can make a difference.
So a couple of different perspectives there from a poll supervisor in Northwest Missouri and in Springfield. But nonetheless, enormous turnouts reported. In one case, Kansas City, there was a cathedral church where people had to wait more than 3 hours to vote because they only had 5 voting booths as well. You are listening to Live Election Night coverage right here on Missouri Net.